Well, now that the Gillard government has been confirmed, and it is dependent on four independents, three of whom have expressed strong positions on climate change, inaction for Labor on climate change is no longer an option. They lost a significant proportion of their vote to the Greens during the election because they hadn't handled the CPRS, the emissions trading scheme, well, and their idea of a citizens' assembly was ridiculed. Now that they're in government again, it's very clear that a carbon price is back on the agenda. The two independents, Oakeshott and Windsor, are very clear that they want to see action in that space, but they are opposed to the carbon pollution emissions trading scheme that was being proposed by Labor before. The Greens are very clear that they don't want the CPRS either. They want something that's simpler and doesn't reward polluters. So what we're likely to see in the first year is that climate committee that Gillard has proposed coming into being, working very quickly, proposing a price on carbon, probably a carbon levy, or a carbon tax. They may move towards an emissions trading scheme, but it'll be unlike the one that we saw before Labor went to the election.